Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Hello, I'm Paul Giamatti.
And I'm Stephen Asma.
Join us on the Chinwag Podcast every Wednesday, where we trade the banal and the boring for the super strange and bizarre.
They committed human sacrifice?
I did bring up human sacrifice, yes.
You sure did.
That just went by fast. Gotta
casually toss that out.
I would like to have an alien hatch its young inside.
Holy shit, really?
She saw world peace, and I saw demons coming out of the wall.
I will say that there was a green couch outside of the principal's office, and you sat on it if you had lice or if you got into trouble.
They wake you up from the goo pods to live in reality, and you're naked and screaming. It's like...
Follow us for free on Apple Podcasts and all major podcast platforms.
For more information, go to chinwagpod.fm.
And find enlightenment through our Instagram or TikTok at chinwagpod or on Twitter at chinwag_pod.
r/ is a hilarious podcast where Dabney Bailey uses ridiculous voices and emotions to read aloud the week's craziest Reddit posts.
He reenacts various Reddit threads covering wild stories and secrets, petty revenge, relationships, and much more.
So if you're looking for a daily distraction and a laugh, check out r/ wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Sean.
And I'm Joe.
And we are the hosts of The Horror Show, the show that dissects, mutilates, dismembers, and butchers all of your favorite and not-so-favorite cult classics and horror movies. We're talking about everything from Lori Loughlin dancing on a BMX bike in Rad, all the way over to 80s classics like Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street.
Join us every week as we pick another movie that we try desperately to find the good in while laughing our way through the bad.
And there's a lot of bad. Looking through his movies, he appears to just love frogs, because then we get Toad Warrior in 1996 and Max Hell Frog Warrior in 2002. So,
not a fan of horror? Don't worry about it. Almost every episode is filled with personal anecdotes and jokes about all things entertainment.
So join us every week on any of your favorite podcasting apps and services, or find us at IHateHorror.com or on Instagram at IHateHorror.
After how Chicago was, I needed to thaw out.
But now?
I need to thaw out.
You're as strong as Hercules.
Hercules. He's not that aggressive. It's more of a, I'm calm. I'm Hercules.
I mean, he just didn't know what to do. He'd never been on camera before.
I'll be honest with you, for the first time, not bad. Didn't think he was that bad as an actor.
What? Are you fucking me? What?
You did that, Hercules?
Your picks have been horrible, man.
It's the point. It's the point of the show. Isn't it? It's possible. I don't understand what this podcast is about.
Poppycock. It's a fuckhouse.
On a weekly basis, we are consuming more concentrated bad movies than probably anybody in the history of mankind.
Poppycock.
What story? What story?
What are you talking about?
Do you want lunch?
I have yet to laugh in this movie. I'll just tell you that.
You picked this motherfucker. Just remember that.
You know the problem with Hollywood is? They make shit. Unbelievable, unremarkable shit.
So I was legitimately offended.
You were offended?
I was offended.
I didn't know you could get offended.
I was offended.
This did it.
If I were gay, I wouldn't be offended.
They're fucking making shit up, I mean.
Inconsequential detail after inconsequential detail after inconsequential detail.
Bees don't lie.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm holding a mic in my hands and now I'm talking all over.
Welcome to Cinephobe, the podcast where we break down the movies you're afraid to admit you love. I'm Zach Harper. That's Amin Alhassan. That's Anthony Mays. Patreon.com/countthedings. If you wanted to hear us review the Great White Hype for St. Patrick's Day, gotta be a Patreon subscriber. So patreon.com/countthedings.
If you don't become a Patreon and you don't check out that episode of Great White Hype,
then you're an awful cow.
If you have a submission, submit it. Just needs to be 40% or lower on Rotten Tomatoes for the audience or the critic's score. Also, leave a review on the old Apple Podcasts. 5 stars, say whatever the hell you want in there. It's Arnold month in March, and we're finishing it up with his very first movie. This week on Cinephobe, it's the 1970 adventure fantasy comedy, Hercules in New York.
Mace, what do you got?
Fantasy comedy.
No adventure?
No adventure.
Ah.
Not even with the car chase?
Stars Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was named Arnold Strong,
yes,
for this film debut.
Did they just give up on spelling his name right?
They had to. He's like, "What's your last name?" He said Schwarzenegger. He said no.
Yo, shout out to Arnold. They tried to make him change his name, and he said, "Fuck you, you're gonna learn how to spell it."
Exactly.
And to be honest, I haven't learned how to spell it, but I know my phone knows how to spell it, and that's what really counts.
I do know how to spell it.
Spell it.
S C H W A R. Z-E N-E-G-G-E-R.
I would confirm, but I don't have it spelled in front of me, so okay, I just kind of
He was coming off of being Mr. Universe in 1969.
Nice.
And coming in second for Mr. Olympia in 1969. Then, in 1970, named Mr. Olympia, starting a run of 6 straight Mr. Olympia titles.
Atta boy, Bobby.
He would also have a mute part in The Long Goodbye in 1973. That was his next acting role.
I just watched that.
They didn't let him talk.
In the last year. And yeah, he shows up as a bodyguard and does not say a word. They didn't want to dub him.
Yeah, I don't even think he's credited in the movie.
Is he mute or is it a part that's mute?
He just didn't give any lines for sure.
So it's not like the bodyguard who clearly can't talk, so don't even fucking try opening your mouth.
This movie also stars Arnold Stang. You may know him from It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, Dennis the Menace, and Amin. He was also in The Man with the Golden Arm.
Oh, what a classic nickname for a classic player from a classic movie.
They named him Arnold Strong so that it would rhyme with Arnold Stang. Also, Arnold Stang, first build.
Also, that doesn't rhyme.
It doesn't rhyme at all. It has similar sounds. It's got the same cadence.
They might have said they did it so it would rhyme.
Maybe when Arnold says them both, they sound the same.
Arnold Stang.
We also get Deborah. Why does it always sound like McBain is coming when you do Arnold impersonations?
I think Maze does a better McBain than I do.
Up and at them!
Deborah Loomis also stars in this, who had starred in a movie called Foreplay.
Oh my God.
James Caan, who was in The Return of the Living Dead, Poltergeist, Mulholland Drive, and The Pursuit of Happiness.
Shut up, Caan.
And we get Merwin Goldsmith, who was in The Hurricane, It Could Happen to You, Quiz Show, and Rounders.
It Could Happen to You is a good movie.
That's a good movie. Cage, by the way.
1994.
Hercules in New York was directed by Arthur Allen Seidelman.
All three of them.
This was his directorial debut. A couple of debuts in this one.
Debuts.
He's best known for 4 episodes of Hill Street Blues.
Ooh, great show.
5 episodes of Murder, She Wrote.
Ooh, great show.
And Amin, have you heard of Rescue Me?
I have heard of Rescue Me.
Okay, well, it wasn't the TV show. There's a movie called Rescue Me as well in 1992, starring the American Ninja, Michael Dudikoff, and Stephen Dorff. And for some reason, I always think Stephen Dorff is dead, but he's not.
No, he's just really had a hard life. Also, is that the American Ninja, comma, Michael Dudikoff, comma, and Stephen Dorff?
No.
Because the American Ninja is a black guy. From...
No, it's not. American Ninja is Michael Dudikoff.
No. The American Ninja is a black guy who plays the head coach in Johnny B. Goode.
Do you know his name?
I do know his name.
What is it?
His name.
Oh, no. All right. Filibuster. American Ninja, future callback for this episode, guys.
Oh, really?
Oh. Okay. I'm intrigued. Color me intrigued.
His name is Akbar Gbajamia.
No, it's not. Nope. It's very much not that name.
Oh, it's not Akbar Gbajamia.
Steve James.
I knew that.
This movie was written by Aubrey Weisberg. This was Aubrey's final writing job, also known for The Man from Planet X and Captain Kidd and the Slave Girl.
Whoa.
The Neanderthal Man, Captive Women. That sounds like a great film. Port Sinister. Mm. Also, some Aubrey Weisberg titles, and it's 2 debuts and a swan song.
Synopsis for Hercules in New York. Hercules is sent to Earth, where he finds true love and starts a promising career in the bodybuilder business.
What?
I don't think that's accurate.
No.
No.
No, he doesn't.
He's a wrestler.
That's not what true love looks like either.
He leaves her. Where's the true love? Spoiler alert.
What true love? She never loved him. Well, she does shit on him whenever he's not around.
They hung out a couple of times.
Tagline, the movie with muscle.
I mean.
Muscles in all caps.
Okay.
There's 2 kinds of muscle in this movie.
It's a different time.
We got some others. Boys, girls, it's big fun.
Yep. Like I said, it's a different time, guys. You're going to have to adjust. This is the oldest movie we've done on Cinephobe, right?
Yes, by far.
It's even older than that Gone in 60 Seconds that I watched for about 15 minutes.
See him topple 2-ton newspaper rolls. See him toss tough men like toothpicks.
Again, it's a different time. You just got to have to accept that taglines have really improved over the years.
Here's another. Arnold's original classic.
Oh, that one's a retro.
It's tremendous. It's stupendous. It's fun.
Oh, that's of the time.
And then the legendary hero, ..
Oh, I thought there was going to be something at the end of those dots.
No, that's it. $300,000 estimated budget. I have no idea what box office numbers were, but October 19th, 2006, the San Francisco Chronicle reported that rights holder Premier Pictures was auctioning off the rights to the film on eBay for a minimum bid of $550,000. Or listen to the rest of this podcast. Hercules in New York is on Amazon Prime if you want to watch it, you cinephobiacs.
And make sure that you're watching it on Amazon Prime from the IMDb TV version that has ads, because that gives you Arnold's original voice. What you don't want to do is go on YouTube and play that version.
Mm-mm.
Because that one is dubbed over. And while it is hilarious, you need to hear Arnold before he really spoke English well. Because, yes, think about the Arnold that you know from all the movies that you watch. This is him having polished up his English.
Hercules in New York on Rotten Tomatoes receives 17% from critics on 6 reviews.
6?
1. 1 positive. And then 27% from the audience on over 5,000 ratings. Amin, would you like the positive or the negative?
I am a glass half full kind of guy.
Full.
Give me the positive.
Well, everybody's just thinking about the negative. Well, I think the glass is half full. Everybody thinks it's half empty.
Emmanuel Levy of EmmanuelLevy.com. It's the only critic's one. Doesn't say anything. Just says 3 out of 5.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the only thing keeping this from a 0%?
Yeah.
Wow.
User Gary W., 5 out of 5 stars. The audio levels of the dialogue dubbed in post-production are way off. If you enjoyed Samurai Cop, this movie is a must-see.
Samurai Cop, future cinephobe?
User First L., 3.5 out of 5 stars. Campy, amateurish, ridiculous, fantastic! 5 exclamation points after fantastic. Blank user, 3 out of 5 stars. It's decent for what it is, considering the fact that this flick is the first one which introduced me to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, stop lying. This did not introduce you to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You didn't see this first, bro.
You saw Terminator.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
User Will M., 5 out of 5 stars.
Willem.
A cinematic masterpiece. It's a hilarious story of the demigod Hercules wanting to go to New York. I watched this movie a second time. It was so good. This movie is great for families, and the child will love it. And even the parents will think it's amazing.
The child.
User DM. 5 out of 5 stars.
Oh. Sliding.
Herc is banished from Olympus by his dad Zeus. Because of his insolence, the Herc must spend time in modern 1969 day Earth. Many funny encounters in this fish out of water tale of a god just trying to make it in the big city. A lot of scuffles and feet of strength. Watch with the overdub of Arnold's voice for maximum comedic effort. One of Arnold's top 5 films for sure.
Oh, come on, Herc.
Oh, don't even get me started on this fucking pretzy.
Herc.
User Barshan J, 5 out of 5 stars.
Barshan.
Every famous actor has a beginning. You know the very first movie they ever did. That. So did, all caps and 9 exclamation points, The Brony Man.
What?
I don't know if it's supposed to be Brawny or Brony. It's B-R-O-N-Y. This is Hercules in New York. The story is about Hercules, who wishes to visit Earth, so his father Zeus accidentally sends him tumbling down to the planet, even though he forbids him on a voyage. He lands in New York, where, of course, we get our comedy of the movie. The movie is kid-friendly, has a wide variety of genres, and introduces us to The Brony Man! Arnold Schwarzenegger could not speak English back then, so they dubbed his voice to remove his accent, but his original vocal tracks were restored in the 2000 re-release of the film. Also, because his name was too long, he was only credited as Arnold Strong, referring to the fact that he was and is now a bodybuilder. The Brony Man! Arnold Schwarzenegger's first ever movie, Hercules in New York, 1969, gets a weak 10 out of 10.
You know what's funny? Doesn't every actor have the first movie that they did? It's not just
right, yeah, it's
reserved for the famous ones.
Right. It's a good point. User John C, 4 out of 5 stars. Great movie starring Arnold Stang. That's right.
Wrong.
This is before he became famous. His accent was so thick, I couldn't understand some of his words. The original version actually dubbed his voice with another actor, but then went back later and added his in when he became more famous. I don't think he knew who Arnold Stang was.
See, that's where you get confused with the Stang Strong thing.
That's how they get you. User Marcus W, 3 out of 5 stars. It's terrible, and yet it has a child innocence that you can't help but warm to. User Moose M, 5 out of 5 stars.
Moose is in the house.
No man is superior to Hercules.
Here's Moosey.
You rock my head and you rattle my head. You rock it, rock it, rock it like I go to bed.
User Edgar R, 3 out of 5 stars. Cheese factors off the charts. I put this one in the same league as Death Race 2000. Worth watching at least once. User Nina R, 5 out of 5 stars. That why they call it fantasy. It was wonderful. I always loved Greek mythology. And to choose NY, oh well. User Ellen T, 3 out of 5 stars. If this movie had been made today, I would not like it. But since it's from 1969, I think it's really funny. And Schwarzenegger is so young, winky face emoticon. User Alice S.
Okay, well, we don't need any more of these. Let's just get to the negatives.
No. User Alice S, 5 out of 5 stars. I love this movie more than various parts of my body. I wish I'd be Arnold Stong.
And messed that up again.
Yeah, they didn't even spell strong right that
but
time.
But not all the parts of her body.
And then last one, user Rich A, 4.5 out of 5 stars. The movie is so awful, it's hilarious. They give complicated lines to extremely thick-accented Arnie, who does his best to get through them. What comes out of it is a crack-up. When the bear escapes the zoo, it looks like a man in an ape suit, growling comically through Central Park.
It doesn't look like. It doesn't look like.
Arnold battles valiantly the dreaded bear ape, and the editor sped up the film to apparently add more comic relief.
It was valiant.
I got through the first hour, and I hope to have more laughs as I finish it tonight. Mid-viewing review. It's our second one, right? I can't, there was another movie where we had that.
There was one where they tapped out after 10 minutes. Oh, we're about to bail. Oh, it's happening. Goodbye.
Negative reviews.
At this point of time, my thought on critics not liking stuff is, then turn it off, you fucking weirdo. You have so many options. People who watch an entire project to hate on it, man, it is so weird to me.
Tim Brayton of Antagony and Ecstasy. Sheer fever dream madness. Steve Crum of Kansas City, Kansan.
Oh, give us a crumb.
Early dubbed Arnold is a low budget oddity.
That's all you got?
Yes. User Ross V, 1 out of 5 stars.
Oh, Rachel.
I'll stick with the Luigi Cozy Hercules starring Lou Ferrigno as my go-to favorite terribly hilarious Hercules flick. It has spirit and had an insanely gonzo spirit, whereas Hercules in New York is simply a case of a coked-out room of people thinking their premise was anything but super lazy and dull as the day-old coffee.
Judgmental.
There's a crap ton of Hercules movies.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
They like Hercules. That's not the real Hercules.
User Tani L, 1 out of 5 stars.
That's like a huge L here.
A movie so bad, it makes Conan look like an Oscar winner.
Conan.
User Jake C, 1 out of 5 stars. Who could have ever guessed that the seemingly talentless meathead playing a Greek demigod would go on to become a true deity in the pantheon of Hollywood?
It really is impressive, though, considering that there isn't a single other bodybuilder who's ever graduated to any sort of like super fame, like Arnold.
Do you know how many he must have inspired right then, like at the beginning?
I mean, he also had to have inspired like plenty of like wrestlers, right?
Everybody, every meathead. Like the Arnold is, yeah, maybe it could be me.
User Anthony K, 1 out of 5 stars. Day 50. Hercules in New York. Back in the day, the Governator was known as Arnold Strong, aka Mr. Universe. It's fitting that's how he's credited in this movie that looks like it was made by a 12-year-old with a Super 8 camera. Side note, he can barely speak a word of English, too.
By the way, a lot of people say how this movie is kid-friendly. I'm not so sure. Some problematic themes in there.
User Justin O, 0.5 star out of 5 stars.
It's my O face.
Do I really have to explain this?
Yeah, you kind of do, if you want to leave a review.
User Mike D, 0.5 star out of 5 stars, has car reek appeal. I think he meant car wreck. Mm. And then last one, super reviewer Caesar M, 0.5 out of 5 stars. Now, you're probably asking, why in the world would I review Hercules in New York? Well, my friend made a bet with me that I couldn't sit through the whole movie. I did, and I should have left sooner.
Did he go see it in a theater? Why does it left sooner?
This movie is literally stupid. Just read the title. Hercules in New York. If Tarzan Adventure in New York wasn't interesting, what made these people think it would work with Hercules? So Hercules in New York is a bad movie with a lot of filler and useless characters that make you wonder how Arnold's acting career ever took off. Now, this is better than some of the movie I usually pick up. Mm-hmm. It's no Vampiro. Vampiro? It's no Ginger Dead Man. It's no Ninja Squad. And that's why it gets a 10% for me. So what did I win from the bet, you're probably wondering? A free copy of Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, which is why it also gets a 10%.
Weird. That dude's on a very weird hype.
Super reviewer, too.
He bet him. His friend bet him.
He couldn't sit through an hour and a half movie.
I'll give you a hard copy of Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Deal. Don't even finish the sentence. Sold.
This review was a long fucking review. I probably cut it down to like a quarter.
The book report.
You don't get to be a super reviewer by saying, do I need to describe this?
That's true. All right. Amin, what is your first note?
It took me a while to write my first note while I was watching this movie. First note is, I am bored. I am bored.
We start off with mountaintops and we hear, far in the dim past, when myth and history merged into mystery and the gods of fable and the primitive beliefs of man dwelt upon ancient Mount Olympus in antique Greece, a legendary hero walked godlike on the earth. Sometimes.
When myth and history merged into mystery should have been the tagline.
That's actually a good tagline, yeah.
I believe I called it Mount Exposition at some point in this movie.
Hercules wants to go somewhere. Zeus says he can't. Hercules says,
why can't I go?
Because your place is here with the rest of us.
You let Mars travel.
That's his job. Until mankind learns to dispense with his services and lives in peace, Mars must go where he's called.
I only want to browse around.
You'd only get into trouble.
I have been here thousands of years. I am bored.
Don't interrupt your father.
How am I not supposed to clip every single Arnold line
I know,
in this movie?
Yeah, this is going to be a rough one for you.
But you wouldn't like it down there.
Let me be the judge of that. I am tired of the same old phrases, the same old things.
Tired or not, you're staying here.
He gets better as the movie goes on.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Arnold is roided. Like, his jaw structure is insane.
Oh, my God.
Every time they show him from the side, I was staring like he was a dinosaur.
I am tired.
Arnold's face doesn't move at all when he talks.
What's happening on this lawn while this conversation happened, because there's someone dance, like there's a woman who's just dancing by herself.
I mean, it's Mount Olympus. I mean, like, what do you think's happening?
Then there's a guy who's shooting an arrow literally right at the woman who's dancing.
That's Cupid.
And I mean, and then there's another guy who's just hanging out on a, lounging on this couch on his park bench. I just said, what's happening here?
That's Loungulus, Greek god of lounging.
Okay. I feel like they're all high. Like, they're all, like, really high, and they're just
divine kinda... ambrosia, I mean.
That's a good point. I am tired already.
Tired.
Then we get opening credits with what I thought was Italian music.
Yeah. Oh, that.
The music, man.
It's the same song.
The music does not change or go away.
They saved some money with that music. I'll tell you what.
It introduces Arnold as Arnold Strong, Mr. Universe.
Yes.
Do you guys remember when bodybuilding was big? Or is this a two America situation, I mean?
I think it's a two America situation.
I just remember late 80s, like...
World's Strongest Man. I remember when that was big. No, is that the same thing?
Bodybuilding, man. Like, bodybuilding competitions. Like, I remember late 80s, like, it was... huge.
You know what's weird? I know so many girls in this century who have gone through that phase.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a bodybuilder. And they like starve themselves and they like spray paint. And I'm just like,
yo, I dated one. It's a weird, weird situation.
And then like a year later, they're like, yeah, this is the darkest part of my life and I almost died. I'm like, of course. I was telling you the whole time, like, this is gross. Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
No, it's real healthy. Da, da, da. And then like they all come out of it to the other side, like with this epiphany, like, oh my God, I was killing myself. I'm like, yes, I was telling you that. I was mansplaining. Mansplaining the
prior to her competition, like she was an insane person. She was miserable because she had to go so extreme in finishing up like the touches on her muscles and shit. It was bizarre.
No, I mean, it's beyond that. It's like they fuck up their menstrual cycles and like it's all types of crazy shit.
Yeah. I guess she wasn't bodybuilding. It was more of a bikini competition. So it was a little different. But like, I don't know why you would do that to yourself. I guess just to see if you can.
A gallon of bronzer.
Yeah. The bronzer finish is really the part that's super.
Oh, my God.
Super disorienting.
They go through the entire credits like it's the end of the movie, and I actually wondered if I had sat on my remote and just skipped to the end. I was confused.
I'm bored at the end of my movie.
Zeus isn't impressed by the demigod, and then Arnold gives us some flex position.
The beard and wig work on Zeus. Mwah! If you don't watch this movie, just fast forward to a point where you see Zeus.
The flex position from Arnold is that his mother was immortal, but Zeus, his father, is a god. And I said, did he just inform Zeus that they're related?
In the case of Hercules, Zeus, you are the father.
Oh. Zeus says he has to stay, and Hercules says he's leaving. Then Zeus throws an iron lightning bolt at Hercules. It explodes. No. And I wrote, where the fuck did he go?
He didn't throw an iron lightning bolt, Zach. He threw an arrow. Like the arrows that the motherfuckers on the side of the street.
It's jagged. He threw a weather pane.
The arrows that motherfuckers on the side of the street be spinning to let you know that Liberty Tax will do your taxes for lower than anyone else. Give you an instant cash refund. He threw one of those. It is jagged. That's the only way I knew it was a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
Because it was jagged.
My guess is that Arnold just bent it for them prior to filming. It was a long arrow, long metal arrow. He's just like, oh, I got this for you.
Throws it at him, and there's just a puff of smoke.
Why, you offensive puppy?
Venus and the other women ask Zeus to forgive Hercules. They may have killed him.
They're acting their asses off, by the way, these goddesses.
These goddesses know what's up.
I'd have thought twice when I met his mother on vacation.
I wrote the note, you need to wrap it up on vacation, Zeus.
I hear
what are you doing? Raw dogging immortal.
Raw dogging him.
Also, it sounded later on like this was a regular thing for him.
It is.
That he's got a bunch of.
He does.
Yeah, you're not familiar with mythology, man? Zeus is getting around.
Which adds some real layers to the whole Juno role in this movie.
Yeah, Zeus be fucking, man.
This is a weird thing about this movie. It's all Greece, Greek, Zeus. And then there's like, you know what? All the other gods. Use the Roman names.
There's a shitload of Roman gods in there.
All of them.
I look at Juno in this...
Hera. Should have been Hera.
I look at Juno in this role as like, you married a professional athlete. You know what you're getting into.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing thinking he's going to be faithful to you?
No. She didn't marry any professional athlete. She married Antonio Cromartie. Google that one.
Pan American flight now, and Arnold's outside the window and the smile on his face. Like, I'd lost it.
Oh, my God. The creep. I lost it. What a creep.
He waves at an old woman. She freaks the fuck out.
Tension?
Can you feel the tension in the air right now?
Well, yeah, she got horny.
But then her friend is like, oh, she's just freaking out because when we went to Greece, we saw the statues and she just couldn't contain herself. And I wrote,
she's too impressionable.
Is she implying that she fapped to the statues? Fapped?
Juno says to let Hercules suffer the consequences of being a dick.
I thought that was a good line. I don't know.
Venus can't believe Juno's hatred for him. That's how that feels, I mean. Zeus let us know that Juno is his wife. They can see he's in the sea now, so Zeus saves him. And now Arnold is toweling off on a boat.
So they're all watching Hercules in a giant crystal ball of exposition.
Yes.
And they want him to save Hercules, but he just waves his hand very lightly over the crystal ball and says, I have done so. And then cut to Arnold on the boat.
He's on the boat. He says there was an explosion. He fell. That's how he ended up swimming in the sea. What was the ship called? Olympus.
Very old family. Don't worry. I am democratic.
Now you say so to me.
I'm Hercules.
So you told me.
No man is superior to Hercules.
There is some super tension vibes going on with the captain. And so I wrote the note, Fapton?
Oh no. Is this a running bit?
I'm afraid it is.
A seaman believes the immersion in the water has disrupted his head. They're signing him up as an ordinary seaman, as Hercules Zeus.
He gives him an ordinary seaman rating.
Get some clothes that might fit him. And I just, who could possibly have clothing to fit this monster?
That's what she said.
He's throwing people around on the ship. We get a weird POV shot of Arnold getting choked.
No, the first POV shot.
Jiu-jitsu vibes.
Is the captain watching this ass-whooping happen. The ass-whooping's happening in the background of the shot.
Yeah.
But the foreground of the shot, his face is right up against the camera. It was so disorienting.
It was. There's so many camera angles. Like, there are all these camera angles that are just shooting up.
Yes.
Throughout this movie. I'm like, what am I supposed to believe here? That Hercules is like 7 feet tall? He tosses this guy.
He's just fighting?
Sort of. The fight cuts are fucking hilarious. He's going like half speed of half speed.
This is just the tip of the iceberg, boys.
We see Arnold's POV with a balled up fish shaking at a fat guy.
Gonzo.
And we find out they were fighting him because he refused to work. The seaman says he's a foreigner. Maybe didn't understand him.
This dude is really going to bat for Arnold hard. And so I thought at some point, oh man, this is like the guy that ends up being his friend or whatever. Nope.
Never see him again.
Never see him again.
I understood him. He's most disagreeable and he has irritated me.
Why did they give him this dialogue?
Why? Why would you make him say disagreeable?
They gave him so many lines and words. I'm like, why are you doing this to him? He can't say it. Just have him say something simpler. Or maybe I guess they knew at some point really quickly. We're not using any of this.
Guys are just laid out now. We see the Statue of Liberty and he gets a shirt that fits somehow. Land ho, and Arnold just throws a random metal object for no reason.
Why is he walking like that? Why did he just throw that thing out of the way rather than just walk around it?
Took more time to pick it up and throw it than just to walk a little bit to the right.
I am Hercules.
A little bit to the right? It wasn't even in his way. He went out of his way to go pick it up and throw it away so he could get to the plank.
Seaman says he needs permission to leave the ship, and he throws the guy out of the way. Hercules goes where he wishes.
Get your carcass below. Get yours.
Yeah, that was the best example, I mean, of the U.S.
Get yours.
Now dock workers are offered $20 for the first guy who can flatten Hercules.
The guy who offers the $20, who he just asked, he just beat, all of a sudden he's all patched up. That was really quick.
It was quick.
That was really quick for him to get first aid in the time between Arnold threw him out of the way to the time Arnold's about to walk down the plank. Second of all, he offers him $20, and these sailors come out of the woodwork after this guy just whooped all their asses to come get some again. I said, who's thirstier, these guys for $20 or the guy in the reviews who watched this movie for a copy of Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol?
He picks up a massive wooden board that I cannot figure out what would be used for.
Wasn't it the plank?
It's a plank. It was in a pickup truck.
Oh, never mind then.
Of course, the first guy he hits is a black guy.
Of course.
This scene goes on forever.
It goes on for a while. Forever. A guy pretends to get hit in the stomach, and I know what you're saying. Yeah, he's acting. No, the board never comes close to him. He just like grabs his stomach and falls over.
No, my favorite part is when he's knocking guys and they're trying to impress upon us that the force is so strong that it literally knocked the guy right into the water. But in actuality, all the plank did was tap the guy. And then the guy gets up on a ledge and like gingerly jumps into the water. Also, as he's pushing people into the water, I swear to God, there are a couple of guys who got into the water, somehow came back out, and got dry. And they're completely
dry. They grab the board, try to push him in the water. He turns it around on him. Arnold Stang is doing Vince McMahon meme reaction.
Oh my God.
Impressions as he watches. I thought he was going to come.
They keep cutting to him for these reaction shots. Really good to see this guy work.
Why is my man fapping to this with the world's largest picnic basket? Picnic fapkit?
Wouldn't it be fapnik basket? Two guys grab a wooden desk, run at Arnold with it, and it breaks on his chest.
Right across his
neck. Some good technique.
He's just throwing guys left and right.
He led with his chest.
Finally, Stang with the basket of shit gets out there and says, hey, we got to get out of here. They're going to kill him. Get a cab. Then, as he's running out, he just randomly grabs a forklift. Won't let it go any farther. This guy wasn't fucking with him at all.
No reason.
Fine chariot, but we're the horses.
No. He says, a fine chariot, but where are the horses?
You're putting too much emotion into his words.
Yeah, you're right.
He doesn't emote at all.
He doesn't emote at all. Like, that's a new... A fine chariot. I can't do Calm Arnold.
Calmold.
Fine chariot, but we are the horses.
He finally lets him go. There's no point to that at all.
I spelled it cherry, cherryutt. Chariot.
They get in a cab with a driver who has the most confusing mustache sideburns combination I've ever seen.
Don't forget the beret, Zach.
Oh, of course it's a beret.
Oh, the 60s.
Hercules and Pretzi are riding now. They call him Pretzi because he sells pretzels on the waterfront.
They should call him Exposition-y because he gives exposition in this cab ride.
Pretz position.
Just Pretz position this whole clip.
Oh, I used to know a Greek guy. He ran a beanery down in a village. His name was Apollo. I never found out what his second name was.
I know Apollo.
You do? Well, is this a small world? You know Apollo. Gee, I wonder where Apollo is now. I ain't seen him maybe 2-3 years.
He's back home.
He went home, huh? Yeah, well, he was all the time talking about how homesick he was. So he finally went home, huh? Gee, he was a real nice guy, Apollo.
Conceited. He thinks there's nobody handsome in the world.
Handsome? Apollo? Oh, you must be kidding. Come on, say you're kidding. Handsome? With that big black wart on the end of his nose and those little beady crossed eyes?
He must have been in disguise.
I wonder if Apollo ever got married. You know, he was all the time looking for a wife. Always looking for a wife. Well, maybe that's why he went back home, to find a wife, huh?
Diane and the Psychiatry are in love with him. I think Heavy is attracted to him.
No kidding. It just shows you how desperate some women could be.
That whole bit.
The whole thing.
It went so long.
The whole who's on first, who's Apollo fucking thing. And then at one point, it's just, he finds out that women wanted Apollo. He goes, just shows you how desperate women can be. What?
Oh.
Misogyny!
Toxic masculinity, Pretzi.
Arnold takes the smallest bite out of a pretzel.
Pretzi is surprised they're in Central Park and they just get out. What do you know? Central Park!
Oh, what do you know, Urk?
Big city, New York. Bigger than Athens. Bigger than Rome. Bigger than Cottage.
And Cottage?
Cottage.
Cottage.
Cottage. Cottage cheese.
Oh, I would say New York is about the biggest place there is. Pay the cabbie.
Pay him? What?
For the ride. $2.
Bucks?
The bread. The shekels, you know, the long green, the money, $2.
He won't be paid for driving Hercules in the chariot?
That's the idea, Mac.
My name is Hercules.
Hercules, Michaelis, give me the dough.
Box? Dough? What is this zoological dog about male and female animals?
Is Hercules the god of being literal? This motherfucker, it was like watching an engineer have a conversation.
$2.
From the docks to Central Park, you kidding me?
$2.
Good lord.
Shout out to Pretzi trying to hitch a free ride.
Some problematic things there.
Just give him a couple pretzels and be on your way.
But my favorite part, the cabbie comes out that he's not going to get paid. He decides he wants to beat their ass. But he does this thing that, man, it was so prevalent in TV shows and movies in the 60s, 70s, 80s, cartoons and stuff that, you know, we don't have anymore. But, well, a mistake. Ain't that something, a mistake? How about that, a mistake? What do you know? A mistake. He just kept going. I was like, all right, man, you going to do something or what?
First he says, not before I have some fun by taking it out on your hides. What?
Yeah.
You gonna fuck him?
Old timey talking, man. And then he touches Hercules, and Hercules responds, and I quote, like the dude from There's Something About Mary when they try to touch his headphones.
How dare you touch Hercules? Say you don't.
How dare you touch Hercules?
Oh, he throws it to the ground, and then he lifts the cab and rolls it onto its side. And I wrote, Arnold runs like Moose is in the house.
Yeah, Moose.
Now they're watching some Olympic training in the park, I think. I can't really tell.
It's a bunch of dudes in USA track suits, but then
we find out it's just intercollegiate.
Some babe and her dad are expositioning their asses off about intercollegiate athletics.
The girl walks in with the guy.
Yeah, you talk to Hercules.
The guy's wearing a tweed jacket and a pipe. I said, that means he's a professor. The professor for sure is a sexual predator. So I just guessed on that one.
Well, you're right.
Pretzi's explaining to Hercules that,
these guys are great athletes.
Before that, Professor Exposition says that Rod has neglected his daughter because he works so hard. And I wrote, does he want his daughter to get banged more?
Yes, I think that's very clear multiple times in this movie.
He's pimping out his daughter like crazy.
Pretzi tells that these athletes, and the way Arnold reacts, athletes?
Athletes? This is where I noticed that Pretzi looks like a turtle.
Oh, Zach!
No way!
Not only does he look like a turtle, he looks like freaking Dana Carvey as a turtle man in Future Cinephobe Master of Disguise. Same glasses. It's terrifying. I was freaking out.
Oh, come on, guys. You know I don't look like that.
What's up, Cinephobiacs? Or Cinephobe listeners, or whatever you want to call yourself. If you're a listener to Cinephobe, maybe you're just calling yourself a CTD fan. I don't know. That's not the point. We want to tell you about a fun new thing we're doing every Thursday on the Stereo app. Stereo app is a live social conversation app where you can be a co-host. You can be part of the conversation. You can just listen, whatever you want to do. But what you can do is support us and have fun with us and interact with us on the Stereo app. Every Thursday for Count the Dings, we're going to have Cinephobe content. We're going to have mailbag content. We're going to have after shows for the Cinephobe episode that just came out that week. You know, we put stuff out on Wednesday. Thursday night, boom, a Cinephobe after show. Talk about all the stuff that happened in the recording, all the stuff that maybe we couldn't say. You'll get an exclusive right there on the Stereo app. And it's easy. Just download the Stereo app and follow me at stereo.com/talkhoops. Follow Amin at stereo.com/DarthAmin. We're all on there and we're all going to have these fun interactive after shows. It's like a live show, but it's on the Stereo app. And the way you can really help us is when you go to stereo.com/talkhoops or stereo.com/DarthAmin, make sure we're the first show you listen to. Again, we're starting it this week, every Thursday. Download the app, download the Stereo app in whatever smartphone store you got, and come check us out as the first show you listen to Thursday night. You're going to help us out. You're going to be able to get some extra content, and we're going to have a lot of fun. It's a lot of interactive. Talk to us, ask questions, make fun of us, whatever. And we'll talk about how much we hate each other from that week's episode of Cinephobe. So make sure you hang out with us on stereo.com/talkhoops, stereo.com/DarthAmin. Follow all of us, get notified every time we go live. It's
have some fun like it's a live show, baby.
Fretzi is appalled that Hercules thinks he can do better. Hercules wants to show them how to throw a discus.
Discus!
These guys happen to be champions! And I wrote, acting his ass off.
Athlete convinces coach to let him show them. So many weird camera angles from the bottom here.
Put that discus down. You have no business here.
Arnold throws a duck that somehow travels farther. That thing, that fucking thing is vertical.
Hold on.
That disc is vertical and not spinning.
Discus?
Before he throws it, right? When he's still kind of just like flexing, whatever. My note, Pressy, blink 17 times if you're in trouble.
He's blinking his ass off.
God. Then the next note is, he threw that shit like Michael Richards in Problem Child.
What else do you do? Now it's javelin throw time.
As he throws it, he has the most satisfied watching it and folding his arms.
Cuts to Pretzi, who's sucking his own pinky. Why?
Pretzi reaction shot yet again.
Arnold takes off his shirt to show the muscles. He flexes the pecs, and the javelin goes crazy far.
Queens Boulevard.
Pretzi is now taking bets on a long jump. The guy that Arnold has to go against makes it about 4 feet.
He just does it on the base pass? Like, you can't...
maybe 4 feet. That might be generous.
I love how this world-class team practices in a baseball diamond shared with children playing soccer in the background. Also, everyone, and I mean everyone in this movie, has awful teeth.
20th century, bitch.
So the guy goes 4 feet, and then it's Arnold's turn to fly through the air, but we never actually see him make a jump. No. We just see his feet leave the ground, and then we know he won, and Pretzi cleans up.
And a bunch of reaction shots.
Whoa.
Pretzi makes $50 betting.
The dad is Professor Camden. He gives Pretzi his card, says to have tea with him and his daughter, and Pretzi says, not so loud. You never know when one of them narcotics cops is around. This is tea, the conventional social drink. Pretzi's confused, even though he's 50 years old.
Is that
is tea short for weed?
How would you guys describe tea? If someone didn't quite understand it, would you call it the conventional social drink?
No! Also, Americans weren't drinking fucking tea in 1969. There's nothing conventional about it.
Not an upper-class professor pimp in New York in the late 60s, early 70s.
Professor says to bring his friend, and it's time for tea, guys. Herc and Pretzi show up.
Herc is wearing a suit?
Where the fuck did Hercules get a suit?
A suit that fits.
They skip the twins' suit shopping montage.
I must tell him about this. I can't do his quiet.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Yeah. Pretzi's nasty ass is picking his fingernails with some antlers on a mantle.
And then scratches his back with it.
He starts reading a book with a passage about Hercules.
Opens right to it, just like I am Wrath when he opened that Bible.
Ellen walks in and introduces herself. Hercules is just staring at her on the couch, making her real uncomfortable.
What a creep.
Horny.
She reminds him of a goddess. Pretzi interrupts Moose. I fucking love this line from Pretzi.
He interrupts like Moose.
Sorry. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? I mean, if the sun comes out, it'll be a beautiful day.
Cockblock.
Fucking possessed by a demon halfway through that.
I like the idea that when she gets up to go answer the door.
Oh, what are you doing, Eric? You're like a bull in a 10-cent store. And I said, good job in these sensitive times.
Yeah.
Of not being problematic. Out of the way, Pressy!
That's no way to talk to a dame.
It's dame time, baby.
That's not how you talk to a broad.
Oh, that's not how you talk to a dame.
Dame. How do you end up being more misogynistic as you look out for women?
Yeah.
Rod the athlete walks in.
Hey, what's happening?
Is he your lover?
My what?
Hey, mister, watch your talk.
I can hear my dog. I cannot watch it.
You're not going to be hearing it much longer if you don't apologize to Miss Camden right now.
Apologize? For paying her a tribute?
A tribute? Insulting her.
A beautiful woman who has a handsome man for a friend. They must be lovers.
Eric, will you cool it?
It is disappointing they're natural if they're not.
Then Rod punches Hercules in the stomach twice. Nothing happens.
You have struck Hercules!
He asks Hercules what kind of chicken fat he has in his head. Then he picks up Rod. Helen demands he puts him down. Pretzi is trying to explain to her that his first name is Hercules. And she says she doesn't care.
Mr. Hercules, like,
oh, that's his first name. Oh.
But then here's the funny part. The maid walks in. She's carrying this tray of tea. And the professor is following right behind her like he just got done smashing.
Oh, yeah.
Bang made.
He just got done wearing her ass out in the kitchen. comes out. Now, I did not appreciate that the maid walks in and has a very judgmental look on her face. I'm like, you're the help. Just put the tea down and get the fuck out of here. Don't judge how we act around company.
Tea is served.
Cuts to Zeus. Doesn't surprise him a bit. Wherever he goes, trouble.
Oh, Zeus is expositioning from Mount Exposition.
Next day, and the professor is amused by Hercules. Helen thinks he's primitive. Professor finds him refreshing, wants to study him more closely. Do you know he had the gall to ask me if I'd had dinner with him tonight? And he says, and of course you told him. I would, naturally. What the fuck?
And she smiles.
What a misdirect, guys.
He's trying to get his daughter to fuck Hercules.
And she smiled because, you know what? No matter how offensive she finds him, she's kind of curious about the dick.
Not that curious, though, unfortunately.
The dick game. No dickaroonie.
What? We're at the zoo now. They're doing a horse and carriage ride through Central Park. One of the cages is loose, and there's a bear gorilla.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Zoo worker rushes to a payphone.
The zoo worker discovers this as he shines a flashlight that is not turned on.
Zeus position.
The flashlight is off, but he's shining it, quote unquote, like he's holding it up like it's on. And now part of this, I get it, because back in the day, they couldn't shoot at night. They didn't have enough exposure for the lenses. So they shot things during the day and then put filters on it to make it look dark.
Day for night.
That's why you see shadows everywhere, even though it's supposed to be nighttime. Still, if a guy's going to be holding a flashlight, let's not see the front of the flashlight so that we know that the flashlight isn't on. Also, holy shit, this bear.
So Hercules and Helen start talking about back home, what his dad does. He's retired. She asks if he has a girl back home, and he puts his arm around her and says, you know how it is.
No, yeah. No, I don't.
We find out a 600-pound gorilla or a 600-pound grizzly bear has escaped from the zoo. The cops are on it. A man in a bear suit just starts walking through the park.
Known to be surly and dangerous.
Thank you. Thank you, Maze. Thank you, because they take the time to point out that this is not a friendly bear.
Editorial.
This isn't one of those nice bears, guys.
Known to be surly and dangerous lets me know that he's got a little bit of a reputation out here in these streets.
He does. Yeah. They've been writing about him.
Helen wants to go to Greece.
Presumptive much?
Perhaps you will.
Perhaps you will.
Bear costume is fucking perfect. It's the best bear costume I've ever seen.
He fucked that bear up.
The bear walks upright for some reason.
The bear costume in the dark is basically invisible.
Scares the horse. Hercules gets out and the bear is throwing kidney punches. Why is a bear throwing punches? This bear is like swinging like fucking Tommy Hearns.
Helen yells, beat him up!
Helen clearly gets a clue from someone off camera to faint.
Oh, her reaction shots are bad. She relaxes her face and faints.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they just didn't edit it or if she actually fainted. Couldn't tell.
Somehow Arnold isn't the worst actor in this movie.
Nah, definitely not.
Arnold's got the bear on the ground. He's pounding him into submission.
First of all, he slapped the shit out of the bear.
Beating that bear into submission.
Story gets in the Daily Tribune the next day.
Yeah.
Pretzi wants to get Hercules to wrestle.
Just like Vincent and Twins, he wants to exploit Arnold.
Yep.
They need to pay their hotel bills. Mr. Dugan is a wrestling promoter.
He brought us an exposition.
The wrestling game is lucrative.
Now we get a really lazy montage.
Oh, what a montage.
Wrestling promotion and newspaper.
But it's also supposed to be wrestling, but we don't actually see any wrestling.
We see no wrestling, absolutely not.
It's just like a close-up of Arnold looking victorious.
We cut to some wise guys are pressuring Pretzi. They replace him as the manager.
Wise guys? You mean Dan Levitard in the shipping container? Tell me that dude doesn't look like Dan. I had to check the IMDb. I said, is this Gonzalo? Like, is that what he looked like when he was young?
Pretzi says he doesn't have a contract with Herc. He's his buddy. They have each other's word.
Fat Lips, Nitro, and me will take care of everything.
Who's who?
I don't have any idea what this movie's about.
Which one is Fat Lips and which one was Nitro?
You never found out.
Yeah, and what's up with the toothpick? Oh, my God. That guy's working that toothpick.
He's not going to sell Hercules to them. They say,
now look, that boy of yours is a comer.
What?
Oh, the tension. The tension in the air.
It's as satisfying to me as coming is, you know, as having sex with a woman and coming. So can you believe how much I am in heaven? I'm like getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of coming at home. I'm getting the feeling of coming backstage when I pump up, when I pose out in front of 5,000 people. I get the same feeling. So I'm coming day and night. I mean, it's terrific, right? So, you know, I'm in heaven.
Are these three guys going to fuck Pretzi into signing this contract?
I kind of felt like it.
And then that's when I notice not only does Pretzi look like a turtle, he looks like a young Mitch McConnell without the piercing racism.
Mitch McConnell has often been compared to a turtle. That came up in my Googling.
That's true. Pretzi starts drinking and shakily pours liquor into the
glass. Oh, my God. Acting his ass off when he pours this liquor.
He starts reading the Greek gods book. We get some Pretzi's position.
He stole the book?
Of course. He dug his fingernails with an antler.
He was randomly reading it days earlier. It didn't sink in the passage before.
But now.
When he opened right to it. But days later, then it clicks.
Hercules killed some serpents when he was a baby in his crib. Zeus isn't happy with what's happening with Hercules. He wants him punished. Someone says that Hercules is simple and childish and means no harm. And that's Mercury.
I have a note here that says Ian Carmel in the background talking to a couple of chicks on Mount Olympus. There's a dude that looks exactly like Ian.
When Pretzi is reading and he discovers that it might be the real Hercules, he goes, holy moly!
That's what you were holding out for?
Let's hear yours.
Oh, Gerg, holy moly!
Goodness.
In and out there.
Wow.
It's close.
It's not.
It's close. Mercury has some super hairy legs.
Well, he's Greek.
But then my favorite part about Mercury is that he's barefoot, but he still has the leather straps on his shins.
Gotta do it, yeah. Mercury wants his shot to convince Hercules before Nemesis goes to harm him. Everyone's begging Zeus to let Mercury do this. Juno says, let Hercules just stay on Earth forever. Mercury gets his shot. Juno believes that Hercules will be best punished by staying on Earth. Zeus says they don't punish in hate, only in sorrow. Cut to Hercules, sees a movie poster about Hercules.
That is not Hercules. And who is that monster who looks as if he has come straight from the kingdom of the underworld?
Takes his shirt off, flexes, and Helen is flustered. Herc wants to know who gets to pretend to be him, and he will not let it go.
Insolence!
Why y'all making him say this?
I know, it's so messed up, man.
That turtleneck is barely containing Arnold.
My next note, I want the last 45 minutes of this movie to be him fighting the bear. None of this is working for me. Then he doesn't like the likeness of the Atlas statue.
He was the one who was
Atlas?
Yeah.
Poor likeness.
Takes a picture of it.
Pure likeness.
And he takes a picture of her.
How does he know how to use a camera?
Yeah, that's one. Two, she says, did your mother drop you on your head as a baby? And I said, insolence. And then he takes a picture of her, but not before he tells her to smile.
And then he's baffled by the idea of being able to buy a wrapped sandwich.
Well, to be fair, I was also baffled by this cafeteria vending machine, which is called an automat. And this was a major 20th century bitch moment.
Okay.
Horn and hard art.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that was a very uniquely New York City thing. Because I remember growing up going to one of those cafeterias where you put some money in and you open the thing and it's pulled a sandwich out. It made me think about how much watching this movie, if it weren't for the cars, New York looks almost exactly the same. On a street level, it looks like modern day New York. It doesn't look like it was 60 years ago or whenever it was. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Do you guys catch that Arnold almost tripped into a pond? I don't think that was on purpose. And they just left it in. Now a helicopter is coming in for a landing and Mercury gets out and meets Hercules.
Why was Mercury in a helicopter?
I don't know.
The soundtrack is starting to drive me fucking insane at this point because it's just the same thing.
Just
keeps going, and we've got some children admiring Arnold's bicep. I'm wondering how many dates he and Helen have been on at this point.
It does feel like a Groundhog Day situation where it's just been 1,000 days.
Because he's in like a different outfit each time.
Yeah, he is. Zeus insists that he comes back. He doesn't want to return.
Do not defy Zeus. You can only suffer by it.
He's all the time necking me.
Mercury is just waiting in Hercules' hotel room, and Herc is completely unsurprised to see him.
And Pretzi is hammered. Hammered. He has not stopped drinking. He falls into a chair as he watches them talk. Mercury warns of Nemesis. Mercury explains mortal man has no belief in the old ways. He shouldn't stay there, confusing the mortals with his behavior. Herc's not going to return.
I will come sometimes, but not right now.
Big coming movie for Arnold.
Big coming movie.
So I'm coming day and night.
While Mercury is imploring Hercules, man, just come home, whatever. Hercules lets him know, I'm going to take a shower. And then he proceeds to sing, yakety yak. Don't talk back.
Mercury goes out on the ledge through the window.
These sound effects Whoosh!
And Superman's his way into the sky. Pretzi is hammered and he faints onto the couch because he can't believe it.
Acting his ass off.
That Pretzi reaction shot once again. He just mumbles some bullshit and faints after a nice pause.
The way he faints.
Rod and the professor believe Hercules is a Greek peasant with delusions of divinity.
Helen thinks he's slightly demented or the world's most dedicated joker.
What a bitch.
Fuck you, Helen. You know you want that demigod dick.
Fuck you, Helen, for real.
Wow.
Wow.
Pretzi comes in tucking his shirt.
How's he more disheveled than when he was drunk and fainted?
I seen it.
Pretzi, how are you?
I seen it. I said, I seen it. He flung himself right out the window, head first, from the 23rd floor, and then he fell straight up.
What are you talking about, Pretzi?
I said, I seen it with my own eyes.
Well, what did you see, Pretzi?
He called him Mercury. They were talking about his old man. Seems he come over here to get him to come home. But he don't want to come home. So Mercury throws himself out the window and straight up into the sky.
Head first.
They ask.
Oh, he flung himself head first.
He flung him out the window head first. He jumped and then he fell upwards.
Okay, so now Zach is taking Pretzi from Kit Sable. He's taking him to Will Smith's son, Jaden Smith. People accuse me of every impression of mine devolving back into Obama.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to accuse you, Zach, of every impression devolving back to Jaden Smith.
It's not February anymore. They ask him if he's been drinking. He says, I might have had a couple of snorts.
A pint. A fifth.
He's snorting alcohol? Nemesis gets her crack at Hercules' punishment now, and Juno is all in.
Juno. You know what Juno looked like? Juno looked like Dennis in that clip that you sent a couple of days ago, Zach, where, about getting off. Oh, yeah. That's what Juno looked like. She looked like Dennis getting off.
Zeus is just chucking thunderbolts on Mount Olympus like Tim the Enchanter.
He's chilling, man.
He dares to temporize with me.
Nemesis won't spill on the punishment Zeus instructed. Juno demands it. And now we find out he's supposed to go to the underworld of Pluto for 100 years. And Pluto is the king of all evil pleasures. Juno would rather let him stay where he is, but wants to strip him of his strength. No divinity. Make him full mortal.
This is what I call June exposition versus Nem exposition, because they are both expositioning their asses off.
Use the powder in Juno's ring, pour it into his drink. He'll become as other men, as vulnerable as any of them, and he could get killed.
Nemesis doesn't want to do it, but Juno will talk her up to Zeus. Like, what the fuck is this arrangement?
Well, I also kind of took that as threatening that she might talk her down to Zeus.
Your name is Nemesis.
She's trying to turn her into a frenemy.
Juno is trying to fuck her world up. Like, you dare cross me, bitch, and I will make your life miserable. And so, you know how that is. You're kind of like, oh, here we go.
Nemesis delivers the drink in disguise. Now she's talking to Pluto at the less than pearly gates.
She immediately roofies Hercules.
Roofling, there you go with that word. Roofling, roofling. What the hell is a roofling?
Smash cut, we're at Pluto on a stage with a black gate and a smoke machine like a high school musical.
And a red light. He's in the red light district.
Pluto acting his ass off.
Oh, Pluto is an actor.
Forgive the barking, it's only Cerberus.
This dude's out here, he's dropping puns. He's got it working.
What a triumph, what a coup, what a feather in my cap to snatch the soul of a demigod.
Pluto must bring him in involuntarily because he's no murderer. He only punishes. Pluto emerges from the subway. Heights make him dizzy, so he's still adjusting. And Hercules says he isn't coming with him. Says he's a god and he's safe wherever he goes, so the underworld won't be safer. And then Pluto says, well, things can change, and he gives him a finger gun that I fucking loved. I rewound that a couple of times.
Pluto's trying to pimp out hell to Hercules as long as he signs a contract, and Herc wonders, who's feeding Cerberus?
You guys like sex, right? Of course you do. If you like sex, you'll love BlueChew.com. It offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. You can get the first chewables with active ingredients, sildenafil and tadalafil. I think I said those correctly, but you know, those are the active ingredients in Viagra and Cialis. BlueChew.com affiliated physicians will work with you, find the dosage and active ingredient that is best for you. It works faster. The chewables work faster. Chewables from Blue Chew can be taken on a full or empty stomach, so you don't have to plan out whether or not you're like, oh, I gotta make sure I gotta eat an hour before this. No, forget all that. Pop that chewable and then pop something else. Online physicians consult is free. so it's even cheaper than those other two things you can get. It only takes a few minutes to connect with BlueChew.com affiliated physician, and if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. No in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at a pharmacy. Ships directly to your door in a discreet package. The chewables from Blue Chew, they're made in the USA. They give you confidence in the bed every time. You and your partner, more importantly, will love it. Chew it and do it. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com. Get your first order free when you use the promo code DING. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code DING.
The package delivered is discreet. The package you'll deliver isn't.
I'm confused by Hercules' sweater. Maybe it's just a 70s thing, but it looked like it was sleeveless.
Pluto likes to go back to this hell of a time pun.
He loves it.
A lot. I said, should have been in Batman and Robin.
He offers Hercules any of the women possible in hell. Is that what he was doing if he signs a contract?
Yep.
Hercules tells him to go back to hell.
He's got a new batch, a new influx.
Pluto says he's not afraid of him. He's also a god. And then he starts like comparing his muscles and fists to Hercules and kind of taps out.
Oh, he's great. Pluto's great.
Leaves. He says he'll see him again when he's run down.
Tension?
The subtitle, as he disappears, just said energy surge. And we get this like video game noise and a red light. Yeah. Like Mario died. That's what it sounded like.
Pluto apparently made it dark when he came up from hell.
Now he's meeting with the wrestling goons.
In a cave?
You mean Dan Le Batard in a shipping container?
Pluto wants to bet 20K 5-1 odds for Hercules to lose his next match.
Terrible odds.
Why does Pluto have so much cash? Did he go to the bank?
Hercules is literally destroying everybody. There's no way you're giving me 5-1 odds. That's it.
No, it's got to be way more than that.
Way more than that. Terrible bet, Pluto. Terrible bet.
They wonder if he knows something they don't. What could he know? He's a long shot plunger. They laugh.
Oh boy.
So oddly. And I just wrote, what?
So the sidekicks come up one at a time instead of just both of them having a conversation.
Was this entire movie one take?
The shipping container. Begin to wonder whether the guy would Welsh on the bet. And I said, Welsh? I always thought it was Welch with a CH.
I thought it was Welch too.
And it turns out it's Welsh, like someone from Wales. And I wrote, is it a slur?
Oh.
Is it like paddy wagon? Or like, you can't like, oh, I guess I'm saying them all now.
Jesus Christ, Myers Leonard, what are you doing?
I'm just saying like those words that had an origin in something that was tied to people's ethnicities, and we didn't know back then.
Welch is a noun, and Welsh is a verb.
Welsh is a verb. There you go. Welshing on a bet. Probably shouldn't say it, right? Like
you keep. I mean, you've said it a lot.
Yeah. I'm Welsh.
A long shot plunger is what they called me in college.
Energy surges throughout the city as Pluto goes back to the underworld.
Terrible NYC skyline awesome. Model lights back up. Oh, thank my you gosh, for that yeah. shot. Yes.
And all the lights in one building turn on at exactly the same time, then the next building, then the next building.
Helen asks her dad about the newspaper today. It's about Hercules the Great as the strongest man in the world, except Monstro the Magnificent has put it up $10,000 to beat him in a lifting competition. It's going to be a national TV variety program.
Nothing like some good old newspaper exposition, huh?
Painful.
Start your day.
Painful exposition.
Also, Professor has Monty McCutcheon glasses on. How about that, Zach? Topical.
That is topical. Wrestling goons show up to make sure he's good for the match.
You mean Dan Le Batard in the shipping container?
Pretzi is rubbing Arnold's arm in an absurdly tiny tank top.
Tension.
The cleavage in this scene.
Tension.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
If anything goes wrong, he won't like losing money.
What can stop me? I got a lot of dough spread out on these muscles. Guillermo, put it on the pole. Do I have too much dough spread out on these muscles? Don't worry. I'm not worried. I'm just reminding you that if anything goes wrong, the mental gymnastics around this goes wrong. I'm not going to like losing all that money.
I understand. It is not pleasant to lose money once one becomes accustomed to its use.
Yeah. I don't back losers. Ever.
Very practical.
So don't lose. And I said, tension for sure. Pretzi wants to make out.
Pretzi starts using the we when referring to Herc, so the tension's off the charts.
And also just Hercules, the god of literal, is just, I mean, I cannot stand that. TV host says that they're having a defense of the manly art. Speculation throughout the city has been rife. Who is the strongest? Monstro the Magnificent or Hercules the Great?
My note, oh no, Monstro is black. This just went full American Ninja.
We cut to like the set and this guy with a guitar just walks off. Boy, wasn't he something, folks? I said they couldn't even get a guy to play the guitar. They just
because the risk of him playing something that is licensed, you just can't.
This studio is a camera hugged up against the wall.
It's the corner of a hospital room.
Just wait for the upskirt shots coming up.
And then finally, Monstro is black.
Oh my God, bro. I had the same note too.
I think everyone had the same note, to be honest with you.
That's the real Hercules.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
I don't see color.
He's the Hercules of New York.
The host says you're going to do something and something, and Monstro corrects him, tells him it's going to be a clean and jerk. Bro, that's a whole lot of jerking.
500-pound barbells up first.
It's a lot of man.
Monstro does it. Herc does it with ease. Now it's time for 750 pounds.
Somehow there's still a studio audience in this small-ass corner of a studio.
Monstro does it. Hercules does it twice.
Yeah.
You notice that? He pressed it twice.
He did it twice. Also, Monstro, razor bumps abound, buddy. You needed the bevel.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He needed a bevel blade so bad. Maybe some soothing balms or something, because this man is being ravaged by 1960s shaving technology.
Time for 1,000 pounds. Monstro does it easier than he did 750 pounds, and then he flexes.
Might have been the same barbell, guys. Not gonna cast aspersions on this movie, but I'm not sure that it changed.
And uh-oh, Hercules puts it back down.
The boom mic is just a microphone. That's like scotch taped to a stick.
This is the least tense competition I've ever seen. There's zero tension in this scene.
Hercules goes for it again. He can't do it. Someone starts booing him and Monstro wins.
Monstro wins.
After Monstro does it, there's a Pretzi clapping reaction shot where he's going nuts. And then Arnold pretending to be disappointed is so funny.
The all fooey. Kind of like shake of his fist.
Cut to Pretzi's sad reaction.
Oh, what happened, Herc?
Oh, what happened, Herc?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
No. It's I do not know. I couldn't lift it. My strength, it seemed all gone. They rush to a fire escape. Zeus says Hercules is in trouble. He can't believe Hercules was robbed of his divinity. Wants to see Nemesis right now. And the goons are after him. Outside. Get the boys.
They really take their time to make their move for the chase, though.
As they say get the boys, they keep repeating it one after one after one, like they're Bane.
Yeah.
In Batman and Robin.
Get the boys.
Terrible mafia staircase exposition.
And then they get Whittingham and Cortez and everybody.
Ellen and the professor are rushing out. The goons are behind them. Some guy trips. They don't cut that out for some reason. We have a car chase of sorts. Hercules can't believe they left without saying goodbye.
You're the one that dipped out.
Right. You just bolted.
It's like they forgot the story they were writing.
Pret's position says they're causing a distraction and Arnold wants to stop them.
On foot. You're going to chase them on foot, huh?
With the chariot.
Chariot? What? Chariot? The chariot? What are you doing?
With the chariot.
With the chariot.
He gets in a chariot with a horse because some dude dressed like Tarzan was getting a hot dog.
With the chariot.
There's a caveman. In a leopard print toga, getting a hot dog barefoot.
No, y'all messed up. Y'all don't know who that is? That's Hercules from the Broadway show.
That's who that is?
Yes.
When? When does that get explained?
That's a callback?
Yes, that's a callback. So
no.
I'm serious.
No.
Okay, so no. There's two things.
No.
Listen to me.
No, I don't agree.
Listen.
Absolutely not.
Listen to me.
No, go fuck yourself. No, absolutely not. Listen to me.
The movie poster wasn't a movie poster. It was a play poster.
20th century, bitch.
Yeah, that's what she was trying to explain him. And then later on, when he's talking to Mercury, he said, they love me here. They even have a place called Broadway where they have a theater where there's a guy pretending to be me. That's how much they love me. That's who that guy is. That's why they're in like Times Square as they're chasing down in the chariot. Yeah, man, that's the guy who plays Hercules on Broadway.
The close-up of Arnold using the reins. Fucking his arm motions. I left my body.
Whip the fuck out of it!
You guys are not going to ignore the fact that my man...
Oh, yeah.
The last black hot dog stand man in America.
No, we're getting to it.
No way!
I'm getting to it. There is some amazing background ADR. I know this is one of your favorite things. The caveman says,
it's Hercules.
Hey, come back with my chariot.
Yeah. He says it really calmly.
Yeah.
The caveman, or Hercules, fake Hercules.
No, don't call him that. Don't call him that. No.
Is running down fucking Broadway in the middle of Times Square barefoot.
Barefoot.
He's also step for step with Hercules, who's in a chariot with horses, like he's goddamn Action Jackson.
And
the hot dog guy.
He's also step for step with the hot dog guy, who this whole time I thought was like trying to give the dude his hot dog. And I said, bro, like, just take that, eat the hot dog. Like, you don't have to give it.
I thought he was stealing.
Oh, yeah. Like, he was running out of his money, but I could see he had something in his hand. So I thought, oh, it's a hot dog. And my man ran down Broadway in New York City through traffic in the middle of the street, chasing after a half naked man who's barefoot, who's chasing after another half naked man who's on a chariot with horses.
Chariot.
If you've got a Broadway play, do you need real horses?
New York, am I right?
Oh my God, 20th century, bitch.
The goons are running red lights. They're in Central Park again. This movie fucking loves Central Park.
This whole chase is shot like Benny Hill.
We have no idea where anyone is in relation to each other, and every single clip is a different vehicle by itself.
They're heading back to the zoo, and I just wrote, give me the bear ape again.
There's the worst motorcycle quote unquote crash.
Yeah. And then the guy runs up and they just knock him over with the door. Zeus realizes he's watching alone.
The sound effects on anytime a car makes a gentle turn, even if it's in the grass.
Hercules is whipping a goon as he rides alongside him in the car. The goon gets out of the car to jump on Hercules. He misses horribly. And I'm going to text you guys the face that Arnold makes.
What's my man trying to accomplish leaning out the window like that?
I don't know.
Before he jumps, at first he's just kind of clawing.
Oh my God. That's Arnold.
Get the fuck out of it.
That's Arnold acting his ass off in that shot. And you have no idea how hard it was to capture that blurry ass screen grab as I fucking rewound it four different times just to get that good of a shot.
At this point, I'm wondering, is Pluto going to collect his 100K?
That's a good question. My next note, how are they going to wrap this up in 10 minutes?
A mob stuntman dives off a rock at the chariot and misses.
Chariot breaks and Helen and the professor pull over to grab Herc and Pretzi. This whole time, the fake Tarzan, I'm not calling him Hercules, fake Tarzan and the hot dog vendor were chasing. They stop in the park and we get a very close-up shot of the vendor putting sauerkraut on the dog. Oh, I wrote dong. I meant dog.
Whoops. Tension?
That's an amazing close-up.
Why?
He did it.
Why?
Shout out to that very diligent hot dog vendor.
Oh my God. You left your cart?
To give him sauerkraut. Yeah. Like you could have just thrown a sauerkraut back in there.
You forgot your sauerkraut.
The sauerkraut doesn't even go bad.
There are no health restrictions in a 1970s hot dog cart.
No,
put it all back.
He scooped it with a spoon and he was about to put it on the hot dog and the guy ran away. You just throw it back. That doesn't violate any health restrictions.
Throw it back, throw it on the ground, put it up your ass. Like, you just don't run through the city after him.
He ran from at least 45th Street all the way up to like 59th, maybe 60th Street, to at least Columbus Circle.
Minimum.
That's a mile, or no, that's a little less than a mile.
Zeus questions Nemesis about Hercules being stripped of his strength. Zeus wants answers, and he says, speak up or I will blast you where you stand. And I thought, tension.
Can you feel the tension in the air right now?
Can Zeus get a DVR on his crystal exposition ball? Can you just review the tape and see what happens, since he can see everything in that?
No, they didn't have the technology back then. Hercules blocks a doorway with his body to keep the goons out.
Hodor!
They try to push him over a ledge. He wins. He locks them out of a door. Nemesis dimes out Juno for what happened.
Snitches get stitches, Nemesis.
So I don't get it. Does he just not have God strength?
I mean, he's still a fucking bodybuilder. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of the shit that happened, I'm like, we're acting like he's a pussy now. And I'm like,
yeah, he still lifted 750 pounds in a clean and jerk.
Right.
Without his powers.
So did I.
Zeus says he'll discuss it with Juno later. He's going to let Herc abide by his own consequences. Then goons tackle Hercules and Pretzi hides like a bitch. They pile on Hercules. They start beating the shit out of him. That's when Mercury and Venus decide to send aid to Hercules. And it's Atlas and Samson.
Before that happens, also, the professor and his daughter are trying to hide. And this coward climbs up first. rather than give his daughter, his child, a boost.
Yeah.
This motherfucker climbs up first. I'm like, oh,
you know what that is? That's the equivalent of you got to put your oxygen mask on a plane first before you aid somebody else. I think that's what that is.
Oh.
That's right. They sent Samson from the Bible.
And Atlas. It's a crossover event we didn't know we needed, but we had to have.
They come down and they are wrecking these goons.
Bash brothers.
And then a mob of goons come charging in.
And then Dan Levitard is on like a hydraulic lift. Yeah. Talking about Guillermo, put it on the pole. Yo. Samson, jerk or no jerk.
What? Atlas throws Dan Levitard off the hydraulic lift and he just limply dives into a barrel.
All the gods are gathered around the exposition ball for reaction shots to a cloud of smoke, and we've got Zeus shadow boxing.
And then Atlas poses.
Yeah.
Like he's holding the world again. Why? To let us know that was Atlas and not Samson?
Yes, because they didn't really differentiate the two. They just showed up and started beating ass.
Yeah.
They didn't even give a name.
They're like, oh, fuck. We didn't tell them which one's Atlas. Go do the world thing.
Right after you throw Dan Levitard off the off the lift. Guillermo, put it on the pole. Did you know which one was Atlas and which one was Samson?
Zeus can't believe they're there. Wants them called away.
Zeus was watching the fight earlier and like, come on, get him. Like doing that.
He's loving it.
And then he's like, Samson and Atlas?
Zeus wants a fair fight, okay?
Mercury looks away shamefully. He's so ashamed of his actions.
He'll ask for Juno's opinion when he wants it. Hercules kicks down a ladder with a goon on it, trying to knock over these giant containers. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Spools of paper, right?
Apparently newspaper, according to that review or whatever.
Zeus throws a thunderbolt down to Earth, and now Herc's strength is back.
It has the lightning animation, which is very, very similar to Troll 2.
Yes, it is. Now Hercules and Pretzi are on top of the Empire State Building.
He's in another suit, and Pretzi runs up to the viewfinder, which he doesn't realize you have to pay for it. He goes,
I don't see none. It's all very dark in here. Fire torpedo! Oh, you gotta put a dime in. Forget it.
Maze, I need you to bleep out this word, okay?
Oh no.
Pretzi.
Drum roll.
Is.
Fire torpedo!
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were gonna go Myers Leonard.
Wow!
Yeah, I thought so too. Like, you just set it up that way. I don't know if that word, not the Myers Leonard word, the other word, the bingo word. I don't know if it was.
What bingo word?
The bingo word that you just had bleeped out.
Oh, that's not what I said.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't it?
Is it?
Welcome
to Cinephobe!
But no, that word wasn't in use, I don't think, in the 60s, because they certainly want to describe Hercules as that, but they never actually use the word.
Yeah, they just kind of say childish and simple.
I feel like that word really rose in prominence in the late 70s and definitely caught like fire in the 80s.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, Helen says she thinks he's slightly demented.
Right.
Who's the retard? You.
You don't say that.
Pretzi is constantly talking to himself.
Acting his ass off.
And often about clouds.
Oh, you can see all the way to Jersey today. You could have picked a sunnier day.
Oh, I could see the whole river.
Feels like some sort of god or something.
Pretzi is looking out to Jersey, but he's looking eastward. He's looking in the direction of, like, the Chrysler Tower.
Oh, here we go.
New York's suspension of disbelief is off. Like, no, that's, you're looking at Queens, Pretzi.
Turns around, Hercules is gone.
Ghosted his ass.
Hercules is standing there looking at the sky, says, I have been willful. I have been disobedient. Mighty Zeus has more wisdom than Hercules. He knew better what is best for him. Juno says to relent. Hercules wants to obey. Lightning and thunder go, and Hercules is gone, and Prez is running around like he shit his pants.
He's running laps looking for Herc, and then he goes home. God, when he goes home.
He goes home.
He went from a guy who didn't know where Queens and Jersey were on top of Empire State Building to perhaps the most New York layout of an apartment ever. Door opens directly into the kitchen. I'm talking about if you're working on that stove and someone comes home, you'll get knocked the fuck over. At first, I was like, that's the, and I was like, yeah, I know New York. Yep. Apartments are absolutely built like that for some reason.
He starts expositioning to himself.
Oh my God.
So sadly.
He's insecure about why Hercules left. He's going to be so lonesome if Hercules doesn't come back. He's afraid he imagined everything.
Tension.
Did you feel the tension?
He really made me feel like something. A half pint like me.
Three words in my notes, I told y'all. Absolutely, the tension was bubbling and it boils over in this scene. Pretzi wanted to get plowed by Hercules.
He thought they were dating. He called them a we.
Yeah.
The Herc through the radio says to think of him and he'll be there in his mind.
That is clearly not Arnold's voice.
No, it's not.
It's the voiceover guy.
Yes.
They never had Arnold record that part, apparently.
No, and they go through this montage of the good times or whatever, and half of these memories. Pretzi, you weren't here for this.
He wasn't there, and it's just Arnold lifting shit.
Pretzi, you weren't there. How are you remembering this?
But we really did all them things, didn't we?
No, you didn't.
You didn't do shit but take bets and drink. You fucking lush.
He tells the radio, it's me. It's Pretzi.
And fap.
Transmission over. Hercules starts telling Zeus about Earth. Juno says it's revoltingly noisy.
Before that happens, the last thing he said, but I'm going to miss you, Herc. Herc starts to give him instructions, and I said, is he trying to tell him how to beat off to him?
He's trying to teach Pretzi how to have memories.
Whenever you're in the shower, I'll be there with you. Whenever you go to bed late at night and you can't go to sleep, I'll be there with you. Whenever you see something on TV that, yeah, kind of vaguely reminiscent of my pectorals, I'll be there with you.
Whenever you see baby oil.
Yeah, I'd say whenever you buy some Kleenex and maybe some lotion, I'll be there with you.
Zeus says to leave him now. He needs to think.
Whenever you start experimenting with maybe buy a copy of Playgirl for a change, I'll be there with you.
He takes off his crown. He walks out of the shot. And then we see the Pan America flight. Same women on the flight, and Zeus is floating by them. He's kind of dressed like a Hasidic Jew.
Yep.
He is, yeah.
Oh my God, bro.
In disguise.
Same note, too. The end. No credits.
Thank God.
Did it at the beginning.
Innovative.
They can't leave in the middle of the credits now.
It's true.
Already happened.
A little trivia. To help Arnold get the role, his agent said he had years of stage experience, implying theater. But Arnold had only appeared on bodybuilding stages.
He didn't lie.
Fraud.
Arnold says that he thoroughly regrets appearing in this film.
Oh, really? Opposite of twins.
Schwarzenegger took the role at the urging of his friend Reg Park, who had previously played Hercules in Hercules Conquers Atlantis, Hercules in the Haunted World, and Hercules the Avenger.
Avenger.
Not in the MCU. This was an independently produced and financed film, if you couldn't tell. In the mid-2010s, the copyright for this film ran out, and like you said, the rights showed up on eBay, Zach, starting at $250K. It was not known what the winning bid was, but it was a unique chance for a member of the public to have an opportunity to own the rights to a B-movie starring a very young and then unknown actor who'd become one of Hollywood's biggest stars many years later. Sounds like an NFT. German actor Oliver Kalkofe, who hosts the television program Die schlechtesten Filme aller Zeiten, Schleffaz for short, a show similar to Mystery Science Theater 3000. So this is the German cinephobe, said that it was considered to add this film as part of the bad movies lineup. The idea was scrapped after Arnold personally vetoed, saying that he doesn't allow this film to be broadcast on television again. One alternate title for this film is Hercules Goes Bananas. I would have preferred that.
Okay, this is one we call Going Bananas. Okay. I'm a banana. I'm a banana. Peel the banana. Peel the banana. Now go, bananas. Go, go, bananas. Go! Whoa! Come on, you guys, do it with me. Go, bananas! Yeah!
Golden Dumpster nominees.
Well, I mainly eat out of a dumpster.
I should try that. I need some new dresses.
Don't. Or if you do, stay away from the one in Ocean and Wilshire. That's mine. Seriously. Stay out of it.
Pretzi's cutaway reaction shots. Pretzi looking like a turtle. When Maxie the mob guy says, look, that boy of yours is a comer. Arnold's accent. Monstro the Magnificent being the American Ninja, the real star of this movie. The entire chariot chase sequence was just absurd and it was very long. And then the hot dog guy finally delivering the sauerkraut.
Zach, what you got?
Fuck. I don't know what I want to go with. I know what I'm going to go with. What am I talking about? The bear throwing punches. That's what I'm going with. It's the idea that a bear came walking up on two legs like that and is throwing hooks to the kidney. That's my golden dumpster.
It's you a lava.
Not the entire fight, specifically the hooks to the side of the body. Bear working the body. I mean,
for the sake of the comedy, I gotta go with Dan Le Batard in the shipping container as being the mom. I urge anyone who listens to Le Batard Show, when you watch this movie,
it is spot on.
It's Dan.
Yeah,
it's Dan. All I could think of the whole time was like, Guillermo, put it on a pole every time they did anything.
I'm going with Pretzi looking like a turtle.
Pretzi's special, man. Pretzi's a great character.
We unveil the new award, guys.
Yeah.
Acting his ass on, acting his ass off.
Breathe in through nose, out the mouth.
Ass on, ass off.
Ass on, fucking ass off.
All three of us combined to pick one person who acted their ass off.
And one person who didn't.
All right, so ass on, ass off. If I nominate Pretzi as ass off, he acted his ass off. Is anyone going to fight me on that?
No, I second that nomination.
Thirded.
All right, motion passes. Motion asses? Ass on. I'm nominating Helen.
She was bad, for sure.
Can you beat him? Beat her. Ooh. Can you top her?
Whoa.
Power bottomer.
Can you top her?
Speed is everything. Speed's the name of the game.
I mean, what about Dan Le Batard acting his ass on?
Oh.
No, Dan Le Batard, he acted his ass off.
The only other competitor for Pretzi is Pluto, but Pretzi gets more run.
Oh, yeah, Pluto.
Ass off, yeah. Pluto did it, but Pretzi, man. Pretzi stole the show, man.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll go with Helen, yeah. She was bad. She was real bad.
Yeah. Where Arnold was... Arnold's not good.
He's got like half a cheek.
Okay.
He's like half there, half not.
And she's got full cheeks.
Full cheeks.
The only other competitor would be Professor Pimp Exposition.
Yeah, he's up there as well.
I thought he was really good, actually. I believe that he was pimping out his daughter.
What about Rod?
Who's Rod?
Rod's the boyfriend.
Oh, he's pretty bad.
Is he your lover?
Hey, watch it, mister.
Oh, Eric, you can't talk to a dame like that.
That's how you talk to a broad.
It sounds like Jaden Smith again. And Pretzi, you're a coward.
Oh, Hark, I'm not the coward. You're the coward.
Deborah Loomis is Helen. Final answer?
Yes.
That's mine for ass on.
Sweet.
Maze, you picked it, motherfucker. Phobe or file.
It cracks me up that this is basically Pretzi's movie. He's, I guess, the star because Arnold is a first timer. And there's a lot of him just talking to himself. If Arnold was dubbed this movie, I would have turned it off within 10 minutes. Like, the only thing keeping me going was him mispronouncing stuff.
Right.
It's edited poorly. The audio doesn't sync up. The cuts go for too long. The car chase was abominable. We've got a dude in a bear suit. It's a faux.
By the way, was that the world's first montage? I should have asked that earlier.
It might have been.
It really looked like they had not figured out. They hadn't mastered the montage yet.
It was like no one's done montages before.
It looked like they had barely thought of it. Not they hadn't mastered it, like they fell into it accidentally.
They said, can we have like a bunch of scenes to indicate that there's been a passage of time so we don't show everything that's happening? I don't know. I mean, I think I can cut something together, boss. And here, what do you think? I call it a montage. I like it. Want to give it something a little bit more classy. How about a montage? And there it was born.
Ah, man, I'm conflicted. This is a tough one for me because I really did have a good time watching it. I had so many notes in the first 20 minutes of this movie, and I was worried that I wasn't going to finish it in time for our recording time. I mean, it's not good. It's barely passable as entertainment. And had we watched the dub version, it would have been an easy phobe for me. But I think I'm going to file it. I'd watch it again. I would watch it with like, hey, you got to watch this, right? You like tell someone that you're friends with, like you got to watch it. I'd file it.
All 90 minutes?
Yeah, because you got to get to Pluto. You got to get to the lifting. You got to get to Atlas, throwing Dan Le Batard off a hydraulic lift and then flexing to let us know that he's Atlas.
Guillermo, put it on the phone. Do you indeed have to get to all of it?
That's a file for me.
Yeah, man, it's a faux for me. I wanted to like this movie. I wanted to laugh. I mean, I did laugh, but it's so bad. And the degree of difficulty of Arnold's lines, I think he had some of the most complex dialogue they had. Oh, man, everyone was just terrible. Pretzi, his voice, it haunts me in my sleep. That's going to be a strong faux for me.
All right, that wraps up Arnold month.
Man,
Jesus,
what a month.
What a month it was. My goodness.
I'm happy we all get to put the Arnold impressions back in the cellar for a while.
God, I hope they're done. I really hope they're done. I can't handle more of this shit. He didn't win an Oscar, did he?
Not yet. He's just the governor.
Okay, well, that leads me.
You are hoping I didn't.
It's leading us into April. You know, the Oscars, the old Academy Awards take place in April, and that's why we're doing Oscar Month,
whoa,
which is you have to prominently have someone who has won an Oscar involved in a movie.
Obviously, to be clear, they don't have to have won an Oscar for that movie.
I'll go first this month. No, Amin, it's not February anymore. I'm going first, guys. I'm going first for Oscar winner month. And this movie that I'm picking has not won, not two, but three Oscar winners. Those Oscar winners, Frank Langella, Richard Jenkins, and Whoopi Goldberg. That's right. We're doing Eddie.
Oh, no.
Whoopsie.
Next time we make love, you introduce me to Jade.
I'm glad Whoopi's a repeat offender now. Overdue.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Wait, what was Whoopi in?
Shut up.
Theodore Rex, asshole.
Shut the fuck up.
Yo, Rob.
Yo, Amin.
What's the biggest complaint I always have whenever we record these podcasts?
Besides Jerv being too sleepy, I think it's you forget to name a couple things. You always want to talk about some extra stuff.
Oh, man. It's the worst feeling in the world. When we get done and we say cut and I'm sending the files to Rob and I say, shit, I forgot we were going to talk about this topic or that topic. Well, guess what? We're not going to have those problems anymore. If you go ahead and download the Stereo app. That's right. Go to stereo.com/Darth Amin and make sure you are linked and subscribe to us. And we're going to talk about all of the different things that I always forget about. This is a great app. Every time you guys are listening to this pod, you say, oh, I wish I could chime in. But you're listening to a pod. You can never chime in. It's pre-recorded. Guess what? With Stereo, you're able to have your voice heard. You can ask real-time questions about either the pod episode we recorded or whatever we're talking about at the time. It's great. It's a forum for you to listen to your favorite podcasters. That'll be me and yours truly, all at the Count the Things Network. And we're going to be out here. We're going to do this regularly, multiple times a week. Just hop on Stereo, download the app, subscribe, follow Darth the Mean, follow Talk Hoops, follow Trayvon, follow Big Waz, all of us. You know who we are. You search for us on the Stereo app, you will find us. And subscribe to us and be a part of these conversations real time. Have the ability to ask the questions that you want to ask. Stop us when we're on some bullshit, as we are frequently. And of course, catch some content that goes above and beyond what you listen to in the podcast you already love. Again, that is the Stereo app. And you can follow me, stereo.com/Darth Amin. You can look up everybody else by their handles. Their handles are all the same as what we have on social media. You join us multiple times a week. I love Stereo. I'm on the app talking all the time. Follow me and get notified every time I go live.